you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
And we are back on Drive Time Sports, KOL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're going to talk high school basketball. This past Saturday, we've talked a lot about the Carbon and Emory basketball game. Yesterday, we had Coach Todd Jeffs on the show with us. He talked about the Emory win. We're going to flip sides and talk Carbon High School for this particular segment and what lies ahead for the Dinos, who have played great basketball over the last four or five games. Joining us over the phone right now, we have first-year head coach Kyle Wilson. Coach, good to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Coach, we'll start by talking about your guys' most recent outing. You lost a tough one to the Emory Spartans, 54-48. And that was this past Saturday on the road, a game that you guys really controlled the tempo for about 2.5 quarters. I thought you guys were in control of the game, really controlling the pace and the tempo. You kept Emory off balance. That's a very potent offensive team, yet you held them to just 18 points in the first half. Despite the loss, I'm sure there are plenty of positives in this game.
Well, there are a lot of positives. We were in control for the first 2.5 quarters. I thought about halfway through the third quarter, which you said, you know, we got a little stagnant on offense, and they kind of switched roles. They kind of start controlling the tempo right there, but there are a lot of positives. You know, one positive is, you know, we lost by 6, and we only put up 48 points because we did not shoot the ball extremely well that night. Just kind of how it goes sometimes, but I'm confident. You know, moving into our next game, which is tomorrow, which is Spanish Fork. You know, I think we're going to shoot the ball a lot better, and I think they're a little more hungry for the win. You know, so.
You guys are a very good three-point shooting team. Emory threw a 3-2 at you guys. It's something they've implemented a little bit more this year. Typically, it's a 2-3. But how much did the 3-2 affect you guys from beyond the arc?
You know, I don't think it did a whole lot. It was just one of those days where the kids kind of, I mean, you tell them how to do it, because we knew they'd played it against, Stampede the night before, and so we kind of expected it, and our kids just kind of got stagnant. I think we tried a little too much to look inside. I preach, you know, go inside and then your three-pointers inside out, but I thought we passed up a lot of open shots. And we were trying to get the ball to Kyle Quinton a little too much, that's kind of our game plan anyways, and anybody that watches us play is going to know we want to get him the ball. But I think we passed up a lot of shots. Because we play a 3-2 as well. I don't think we played it that night, if maybe one possession. But we know how to play against it. We know where the weaknesses are. We got a little stagnant on offense. And I'm going to take the blame for that because I need to do a better job of, you know, telling my team what they need to do and put them in the best spot to be successful.
You guys got a heck of a performance from Derek Hillam off the bench. He was very effective in the time that he was able to give you. I mean, this is a sophomore that's very athletic. He's coming off off of an injury from football season. But when you look at the way that he's been able to play and contribute, at least recently, for your varsity team, how impressed have you been with this sophomore?
You know, I've been real impressed with him. He's came and worked out, you know, in the off season quite a bit with myself and then with the rest of the varsity team, and so he gets a lot of varsity time off the, you know, outside of a game. But he's a sophomore. He's still a sophomore in his mind, but he's athletic like a senior. So you're still going to get some of those sophomore mistakes, but he's heads and tails better from the start of the season of this season than he was. Compared to now. So with him playing better and getting that confidence built up and coming into region play in a couple weeks, I think he's going to be a huge contributor coming for that varsity team.
I know you want to win every game, Coach, but for the kids, it's always a special game. I mean, you got both communities out there. It's very loud. You know, Coach Jeffs has said that's the closest atmosphere that these kids will ever play into a state championship game without playing in a state championship game. Was it a little bit more difficult, at least in the eyes of your kids, to lose this game this past Saturday?
You know, they were upset about it. It's always one, you know, you want to go play Emory, you want to beat Emory. You know, Emory's probably coming at it. You know, we want to go beat Carbon, and that's the most important game on the schedule at the time. For me anyways, because it's the next game up.
But those guys, I mean, Emory's always had a lot of success against Carbon basketball. Emory's a well-coached basketball team. They got good athletes. They're a good basketball team. It's no wonder. I believe they're still ranked number one in 3A or in 2A, aren't they?
Right. Yeah.
So they're a good basketball team, and you know, so you get a little hyped up for that game. And you know, it would have been nice to win that game, but that game's over with, and we got to move on to the next one. And I think I try to preach that to my guys that you know, the next game up's the most important one. But in the end, it comes down to 8 games when we start region play. You know what? I tell a few people, obviously I don't want to, but we could go over in the preseason as long as we win 8 games. You know, then you're successful. As long as you're getting better with the ones you end up losing in the preseason. As long as you get better and move on from that, that's kind of the ultimate goal.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dino boys basketball team. Coach, we can not talk about the loss. Outside of that, you guys were riding a 3-game winning streak coming into this contest. Is this the best basketball that you guys have played so far in this young season?
You know, I think so. I think, I mean, with Stansbury was a hard team to play against just because of their style of play. They slow it down. I think each offensive possession on their part was about 45 seconds. So we run, you know, so they had it for 45 seconds, and we'd have it for about 10. And, you know, we played really well, especially, like I said, it's hard playing against a team like that. Then we went into Grantsville. Grantsville is a very good basketball team. They got athletes. They're well coached. And we went into their place and beat them, you know, by 9. And I thought at that point we were playing, you know, pretty good basketball. And then we went to Union. And Union's a good basketball team. They have athletes, and they like to get out and pressure you. And, you know, we went to their place, which is always a hard place to play, and handled the pressure. And, I mean, I think we ended up beating them by about 19. So it was we were playing really, really good basketball. And then we came into Emory, and we just didn't shoot the ball well. But I'm still pleased with we did not shoot the ball well, and, you know, it was a 6-point game.
Right.
So, you know, there's not going to be many games like that where we shoot like that. So it's a positive in that aspect.
If we look ahead at the schedule, you talked about Spanish Fork tomorrow night at home. That's a tough team. We're talking about a 4A school there, and that kind of closes things out until we go into this Christmas moratorium. Obviously, it's a big game, right? You don't want to go in, do a full week off, especially the Christmas holiday, back-to-back losses. I mean, mentally, this is a big game tomorrow.
It is a big game, and they're a good basketball team. They're a 4A school, like you said. I mean, you look at their schedule, I don't think they have a whole ton of wins on there, but they've been playing some really, really good basketball teams. And they've been hanging with a few of them. So and Spanish, I mean, they were in a region years ago, and they were always well-coached. They always, you know, good at X's and O's. They always had that one or two athlete that just kind of separated themselves from everybody else. But, you know, I think it's a game, like I said before, every game we go into, I believe we can win. We just gotta put it together and obviously shoot the ball well. And, you know, we don't want to go into the moratorium with a 2-game losing streak, you know. And then we do go down to Cedar City for a little Steve Hodson Cancer Classic on the 28th, 29th, 30th. But, you know, if we can get a little momentum going into that longer break and then, you know, go play 3 games right there, I mean, I'm looking at it as we have a chance to, you know, 4-game winning streak going into the first week of January and continue our success at that point.
This is going to be your first Christmas moratorium as a head coach. What do you tell your kids? I mean, I know there's not a whole lot you can do with them during that time, but do you expect these kids to stay in basketball shape and make sure that they don't get too thick off of eggnog and cookies for a week?
Yeah, my first thing I tell them is just don't be stupid. So kids like to go out and goof around and increase their risk of getting hurt. That's my main concern. You know, I got a good group of seniors. I got a great group of juniors. That I think they're going to find time to play. You know, obviously, like you said, I can't do anything with them, but they're going to find time to find a hoop and just play some pickup games. And I'll preach to them, you know, let's get some running in over the weekend. And I know it's Christmas, but you got to do what you got to do if you want to be successful. So I trust these guys. I trust these guys a lot. So I think they're going to be fine over the Christmas moratorium. I'm not too worried about it.
It's been fun so far, Coach. That's for sure. This has been a fun team to watch. From your perspective, what do you believe this Carbon team is taking on as far as an identity? Something that opposing coaches will say, okay, we have to pay attention to this. This is what Carbon is known for. Do you see an identity forming with this team?
Earlier in our conversation, we talked about, Kyle Quinton. I mean, anybody that watches us is going to try to take him away. He's a very, very hard person to take away. You got to throw at least two guys at him to take him away. And I encourage that, because if you throw two guys at him, that means somebody else is open. So, we're an inside-out team. Like you said, we like to shoot the three ball, but we're an inside-out team, and that's where our threes are going to come from. They're going to come from, teams trying to double Kyle, and then we're going to kick it out and, hit it from downtown. I mean, at one point we were shooting 40% from the three-point line. We kind of went down a little bit, but we're still, above 30. And I encourage teams to try to take away Kyle and let us go from the outside, and then they got to get outside, and then we'll go back inside. So it's chess match, really. And everybody kind of knows us as a team that runs and likes to shoot. But honestly, I'd like to pound it into a Kyle Quinton or a Derek Hillam or let Jamin Jensen or Ty Moynier attack the basket and go finish there. So. I like to run. People know that we run, and our guys like to run. So I encourage teams to let's come and try to run with us. So.
Well, Coach, like I said, it's been a fun season up to this point. Best of luck as you guys take on Spanish Fork. And if I don't talk to you before Christmas, please have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you after the break.
Well, I appreciate everything. Thank you. You have a Merry Christmas, too.
Appreciate it, Coach. That's Kyle Wilson, head coach of the Carbon Dino Boys Basketball Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over, talk MMA, some of the biggest storylines of 2016. It's that time of the year where you start reflecting on the past year and some of the things that stand out to you. Monumental year in the UFC. We'll talk about why when we return. We'll bring in our good friend Larry Pepe, host of Pro MMA Radio, right after this.